Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we revisit Motown with Glenn
and then drive past the old school with Mackenzie. Thanks for bringing this over.
Yeah,
Patrick.
Absolutely. It's
a lovely refreshment.
Yeah, a little flesh and blood.
So it's fan mail week.
Yeah,
we're going to continue fan mail week.
Yeah, I love fan mail week. We don't fell a little behind.
We did. We're getting all caught up now.
Yeah, this I was week, around the world. You were off. Yeah, we had stuff.
This week, we're going to get all caught up
it's
on the fan
mail. It's
going
to be great. I can't wait.
We don't have intern Sam with us today. He was with us yesterday.
He was.
Right?
That was amazing.
Remember that?
He had to go back to college stuff.
Feels like yesterday. But I'm wearing in tribute the shirt that he gave me.
Toledo Mudheads.
The Mudheads shirt. Remember that?
AAA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers.
It's got everything on this shirt. It's educational.
Yeah. Actually, what happened is Sam's parents came and got him and took him to college. We were trying to keep him here.
That's right. So yesterday we talked about Warren Zevon with the fan mail. And on this episode, we got an email here about Motown and sort of like some R&B stuff.
Yeah.
So I just kind of grouped those together and we'll just dive right into it. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And the first email here is from my friend Glenn Au.
Glenn Au.
In Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him when I was out in Louisville
a
couple of months ago, I guess it is. By this point, we went record shopping at Guest Room Records. And
did you see the baby birds?
No, he wasn't at the house to see the baby birds. We went out to the record store.
Cool.
And Glenn, he knows a lot about music. He knows a lot about music. And he's one of these guys, you'll appreciate this, who does a lot of like thrift store shopping for records.
Oh, I'd
you know,
love
trying
that.
To find those.
That one gem.
Those things that people didn't realize what they had.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
know
that's
what they
the
let
best.
Go. Yeah.
Man, if you spend 100 hours and you find one thing, it's like, oh, yes.
He does a lot of that kind of stuff. So,
man after my own heart.
But then the other wonderful thing about Glenn, he has a big heart and he likes to then oftentimes give the stuff away. So So he'll find it. And he'll pay the 50 cents or whatever it is for it. And then he'll just like,
Pass it on.
Know you like this, and he'll just give it to you.
What a
right?
good man.
Because otherwise, I guess it would really stack up like at my house. but Glenn, you know, he likes to do that.
That's so cool.
Wonderful guy. And thank you, Glenn, for all that. And he chimes in from time to time on some of our social media and things like that. And then he sent us this email. He said, I enjoyed episode 363, which, by the way, I think we're on like we're in like the 420s now or something like
this
that. So anyway.
Podcast?
I enjoyed episode 363 in particular because the listener had a favorite that was obscure.
Ah,
so what he's talking about was, it was an episode, another fan mail episode, which was a response to my interview with the folks at the Motown Museum.
That is correct.
Right? And then we got an email from a college student. Her name was Mackenzie Crenshaw.
Mackenzie, so amazing.
And she listed like her top 10 Motown songs. And the number one was this obscurity, Frank Wilson.
Wasn't it amazing?
Do I Love You?
Yeah, yes,
indeed I
do.
Do.
Right, yeah.
Yes. So anyway, that's what Glenn is referencing.
Yeah.
So I get back to his email. In that vein, I want to recommend two Motown collections that depart from the endless repackaging of the label's
there
big
hits. There you go. That's what you need.
Okay. The first one he recommends, Motown Sings Motown Treasures.
Hmm.
There's a one or two disc version, he says. It's Motown groups doing songs that were hits for other Motown acts.
Wow, that's interesting.
As you know, the company would let different groups take a crack at a song after it was a hit, figuring lightning might strike twice.
Wow.
So in this collection, you get Martha and the Vandellas doing The Tracks of My Tears.
Mm-hmm.
David Ruffin singing I Want You Back, right?
Wanna say it again. Listen, baby. myself. I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in a crowd. Then someone picked you from the bunch. One glance is all it took. Now it's much too late for me to take a second look. Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
Show me that love you.
And Stevie Wonder on I Hear a Symphony.
Ah, really?
You're giving me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling that so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony. Tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your arms. Then suddenly, all your lips are touching mine. A feeling so divine. Till I leave the past.
I think this is out of print, he says, but it might be offered by streaming services. My aside is indeed it is. It's on...
well said.
It's on Spotify, at least, yeah. The one I use. So I did find it there.
Indeed, I do.
He says, in parentheses, a 1983 vinyl release called Motown Superstars Sing Motown Superstars contains some of these tracks. So,
nice.
So there's a repackaging of this thing, too. But
yeah,
it's
beautiful.
Interesting stuff.
That's
okay.
Good shit.
Then his next
stuff.
That's all right. Then his next one, he says, I also recommend the Cellar Full of Motown CD series, which contains unreleased tracks. In fact, the first compilation includes a song by Frank Wilson. Oh, ding, ding, ding.
So
he,
cool.
He of Do I Love You? Although it's not that song that's on here. But anyway, it's for the listener who loves the Motown sound, but for whom the hits are now too familiar.
That sums it up right there.
That's exactly what you want, you know, because
want to go that one level down.
Yeah, and the deeper you go in this stuff, you realize there was such great music that it didn't sort of stand the test of time like so many of those other things.
As Mackenzie proves,
fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, the Motown story is one of the most amazing music stories ever. Then Glenn says, finally, I'd love to hear a show if you ever get to visit the Stax Museum of Soul in Memphis. Keep up the great work. I would love to visit the Stax Museum of Soul in Memphis.
I've been there.
Have you?
I have, yeah. I took the kids when they were pretty little.
Yeah.
And Genevieve Gigi was pretty small and had enough of museums for that day. We actually had to leave a little earlier than I would have liked. Yeah. But it was great.
Yeah.
We had just been to the Civil Rights Museum and that may have been too much for like a six-year-old. So.
A lot of history in Memphis.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's amazing, though. We should go there. It'd be great. I would love to spend a little more time.
It's one of the great American cities that just doesn't get enough attention.
Oh, my God. It's such an amazing place.
All right. Well, thank you, Glenn, for those recommendations. And everybody should check those things out. I did find out, like I said, at least on Spotify, but I assume it's true on other streaming services, that you can find the Motown Sings Motown Treasures, and you can find the Cellar Full of Motown. That's
fantastic.
All that stuff is on there.
Let's
so get at that, people.
Fire it up.
All right.
I've never known anyone with such a short last name in my whole life.
Glenow.
Two letters. Doesn't get much shorter than that.
Great guy.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the baseball player with the shortest name of all time?
No. Willie Mays? No.
His name was Ed Ott.
Ed Ott. Oh, okay.
Remember him? Played for the Pirates.
Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, where am I here? Okay, so now here's here's a funny thing.
This is great.
Serendipity.
This is what I love.
We got another email from Mackenzie Crenshaw.
Yeah.
Who started this whole thing with her her Motown Top 10.
It's your fault, Mackenzie.
And go back and listen to that episode 363, because it's like a countdown episode, really, which we don't do enough of.
I know. We really should.
I know we should. Well, the problem is that I don't want to take the time to rank things.
Yeah.
But if listeners want to do that, we'll count them down for you. Send it in to us and we'll do it.
Right. Okay. Or I can make you do it like I made Nicole do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Mackenzie, this is in response to one of our new music episodes that we did lately. Uh-huh. And she says, hey, guys, first of all, I'm really into soul revival and R&B, and this summer has been great for singles and albums. Here are some of my picks for the months of June and July.
Fabulous.
All right. Should we count this down?
I was about to say.
How are we going to do? Now, she lists them from 1 to 5, but I think we should go from 5 to 1.
Of course.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's alternate here. I'll start here. Number 5, It's Not Over by Curtis Harding.
At number 4, What You Doing to Me, Charles Bradley and the Inner Visions.
Probably Up by Lawrence.
I've been told I got a problem with the hours that I keep. See, I work until the sunrise, and at noon I'm still asleep. Phone at night. My insomnia's your blessing. There's no need for stressing. If you have a question, I'm probably up.
Number number two, Apollo, St. Paul, and the Broken Bones.
Telling all the stars a name, hoping it is tell her, hey, and I love you, baby. I love you, baby. Running all through my brain, wishing that I could stay, yeah, just hold you, baby. Just to hold you, baby. Broken down from my arms.
And can we get a drum roll?
Yeah.
Here? And at number one, Don't Want It to Be Over by Joey, I hope I have this name pronounced correctly, Dosik? Dosik?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go with Dosik. Yeah. Joey Dosik featuring Coco O.
Yeah, there it is. Number one.
Hey.
Let's hear that.
Even though it hurts so bad, I still think that you're the best I've had.
No, it's killing me inside. Ain't gonna try to hide from you and those things you do. I can't stop thinking about your smile. I guess forever always takes a while.
I can't keep it all inside when I could be calling out your name.
All right, she says, happy summer and happy listening, guys, Mackenzie Crenshaw.
Yeah.
Now, that Joey and Coco song in particular, number one, I'm really happy that she picked that number one because it really harkens back to the Motown sound and some of those great duets with like Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell and that sort of thing, right? Yeah. And it almost has sort of a, you know, It Takes Two sort of feeling to it. And you don't hear that kind of thing much anymore.
No, you don't. That's very cool.
Although It Takes Two was Kim Weston who sang with Marvin Gaye on that one, right? Not Tammy Terrell. But Marvin Gaye did a lot of great duets.
Oh, he did. Yeah. Tammy Terrell.
Yeah.
Oh, great stuff. He was a king.
So,
yeah.
So it's cool. So it's cool to hear that kind of sound revive. So anyway, there you go. That's your fan mail for today with a lot of like great R&B.
Yeah. Thank you, Mackenzie. I love it when college students are on our show. It's great.
It is wonderful.
Yeah, we need the youth.
And they actually know something.
I know. They're smarter than we are, Jim, like all of our fans.
Yes. All right. So we have more fan mail the rest of the week. Some fun stuff coming up. You're going to want to listen to this. So if anyone else wants to contribute to the fan mail, because like I said, we're getting caught up now.
Yeah.
So we need some, we're going to need some more here.
The letterbox is getting low.
Yeah. And Matt, you know, he's going to be lonely. Male intern Matt. He's going to be lonely.
And he can't go on vacation.
That's right. So you have to email rock@suburbspod.com or call, even better.
Please.
We want to get your voice on the show. 612-440-1984. Or you can comment, tweet, what have you on the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. Do those things. All right?
Yes.
Listen.
Every day.
Every day.
Every single day.
Including tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Ed Ott.